Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Higgins trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Wagner, who tags Higgins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross pinch hits for Al Benton. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. Tebbets moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Harris reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.